So, Charles, I think you got some TV recommendations for us over there?
Yeah, I mean, the show's been all about what things that you can go out and do, but, I mean, there are some people who'd just rather stay in and watch TV, and that, we should accommodate those people on the show.
We should honour it.
Yeah, if you're kind of tired after a week and you just want to chill out and turn on the TV and switch your brain off tonight, then 9 p.m. ITV2, 300's on, and 300's the perfect film to just sit and watch and turn your mind off, and there's some great quotable lines. Everybody's having fun. I mean, it's rubbish, but you know it's rubbish, so you're kind of all right with it. It's a lot of violence, and
it's very
enjoyable. 300.
No, I've never seen it.
Dan,
well,
really?
I'm not really that much of a kind of TV film buff.
Okay. Well, it's a film that's it's based on a graphic novel. And it's all about these 300 warriors in ancient Greece who...
Okay.
Google it, Dan.
Yeah, I am. I'm on it. So 300, and it's on ITV2 tonight.
Yeah.
And it's
amazing. Yeah, it's very good. Yeah.
Is it, like, serious or funny?
Oh, well, it's serious, but...
Funny for us.
Yeah, I think it's funny for everybody who wasn't making the film.
It sounds amazing.
But it's quite enjoyable. It's very enjoyable. So enjoy that one.
And what time's that on?
It's at 9 p.m.
9 p.m. Right.
Tomorrow night there's a lot of good stuff on. Obviously, BBC One 7 p.m. is Doctor Who, which you can't go wrong with. Are you Doctor Who fans?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no.
Oh, okay, well, apparently you can go wrong with Doctor Who. But, yeah, that's on, and I think that's the penultimate one in this series, so that'll be worth watching. There's Avatar, is on Channel 4.
Yeah, I've seen Avatar.
7:30 p.m. tomorrow. Obviously, TV's probably not the best place to watch Avatar, unless you've got a 3D TV, in which case...
Cinema screen.
Did you ever see it at the IMAX when it was out?
I never saw it in the cinema, which was a bit stupid, really. I saw it on DVD. But, yeah, again, it's worth watching for the spectacle.
Yes.
Visually, it's incredible. And story-wise, it's not great, but it's quite good fun, so that's worth a watch.
You couldn't have summed it up any better.
there's a brilliant documentary series, which is coming to an end tomorrow night, on BBC Two, called The United States of Television, which has been presented by Alan Yentob. And it's just basically all about primetime TV in America, and just understanding more about it. And I'm pretty sure it's the last one tomorrow night. It's called The Crusader, I think. But it's all about the kind of the new move towards big-budget American TV. They've got some good talking heads on there. I think Hugh Laurie is on there talking about his time on House. So that'll be worth watching. And then there's a really great film on at 11:30, Set the Recorder, on BBC One, Minority Report, with Tom Cruise in it. That's a fantastic film, kind of sci-fi thriller. And then Sunday, ITV One, 8 p.m, The Suspicions of Mr. Witcher is on, it's... kind of a new feature-length investigation film about the suspicions of Mr. Witcher, unbelievably, it's kind of the second one. They made one a few years ago based on the best-selling book of the same name. Paddy Considine is Mr. Witcher. He's a private detective in this one. He's going on and doing his detective things. It's kind of a period drama sort of thing going on as well. It's got Olivia Colman in it, who's absolutely fantastic, so that'll be worth a watch. But if you're not interested in something as intense or sort of, period drama, if that's not really your thing,
yeah.
I'm guessing it's not, Dan. I'm looking
at you. No, I don't know. I was quite fancy that.
Okay, all right then. Well, if not, then the Inbetweeners movie is on Channel 4 at 9 p.m.
I don't like that. I'm watching it, sorry.
Okay.
It's a grower.
A grower?
Yeah, because when I first saw it at the cinema, I was deeply disappointed at how unfunny it was. When I keep watching it, well, not keep watching it, like religiously, I mean, like a few more times, it's getting better.
Well, I got a bit sick and tired of the Inbetweeners TV show. I thought it was very tired by the end of it. It was the same show, basically the same TV show every week. They just didn't really change anything. And it got a bit boring. And so I sat down to watch the film and I thought, oh, this is going to be... And then I just laughed the whole way through. It's definitely for a certain constituency within society. I mean, how should we put this... If you're over 40, you're probably not going to enjoy it. But if you're under 40, you might be able to relate to it. It's rude. It's very sweary. It's very grotesque, but it's really good fun, I think. So yeah, that's your TV this weekend.
Is it wrong that my dad loved that film, but he is considerably over the
Oh, okay, okay. Well, maybe he's just young at heart. Maybe that's the person
he
was, Lauren. Maybe he's got things to tell you about which you don't know.
Moving on.
Yeah.
So all in all, quite a good weekend for TV?
Yeah, it's a very good weekend for TV. So yeah, if going out's not your thing, you can just batten down the hatches and turn the TV on.
Are you going out tomorrow, Charles?
Am I going out tomorrow?
Yeah. Or do you like to stay at home?
I'm... All right, Dan.
Well, you got offered some tickets earlier and you said, really my thing.
No, I kind of, as you might have noticed from the fact that I'm doing film and TV reviews, I do quite watching something on the box. Yeah, but that makes me sound dreadfully boring. I am outgoing.
I'm so outgoing.
I reject you trying to make me look insular on the radio. No, I am outgoing.
Should we play a song?
I said that as if I was trying to convince myself.
This is the Smiths and Girlfriend in a Coma.